New York has one of the strongest laws in the country shielding records of police misconduct from the public. It means there's no good way to judge the performance of an individual officer or challenge an officer's credibility in court. WNYC's Robert Lewis took a closer look and found it doesn't have to be that way.
In February 2013, Howard Glaser, then a top aide to Governor Andrew Cuomo, went on an Albany radio show to explain the ouster of a transportation engineer.
His disciplinary action was for among the following: for internet misuse, email misuse, department vehicle misuse, BlackBerry misuse, conflict of interest, theft of service, and falsification of timesheets, all related to an inappropriate sexual relationship with a subordinate.
Glaser was able to call out the worker because the state's Freedom of Information law makes disciplinary records for most government employees open to the public. Most. But if Glaser wanted to, say, tell the public if a police officer caught on video choking a man to death had a history of excessive force, he couldn't do it. That's because of Section 50A of the state civil rights law. It makes personnel records for law enforcement confidential. That includes internal affairs files, civilian complaints, and disciplinary findings. Access to records like that are being debated in courts all over the country. Last year, Illinois opened up more records to the public, while Maryland did the opposite. Section 50A gives New York one of the most restrictive laws. If you want to know why that's important, take a look at the case involving the police officer who tackled tennis star James Blake last month.
An officer who, according to WNYC Radio, has had 5 misconduct complaints against him.
It blew up into a national story, partly because his record of civilian complaints came out in a previous court case, a rare crack in the wall that touched off another debate about police accountability. Robert Freeman is executive director of the State Committee on Open Government.
Police officers are the public employees who have the most power and control over people's lives, and the result of 50A is that they are the least accountable. It should be the reverse.
When the law passed in 1976, the intent was to keep lawyers from combing through employment records to harass officers in court. Michael Palladino, president of the Detectives Endowment Association, says defense attorneys may take a minor situation and blow it out of proportion.
That could possibly sway a jury to allow a criminal to be set free when they really shouldn't be set free.
Not everyone shares that concern. There are a dozen states around the country where such records are completely open to the public. That's according to an in-depth nationwide survey by WNYC. We found that discipline records for public employees are largely confidential in 23 states. New York is one of the few states that passed a special law just for cops. Our courts interpret that law very broadly, and we have no provision to balance the public interest against an officer's right to privacy.
That's in stark contrast to other states like Florida and Georgia, where the public has the power, and anyone can walk in and they have no choice but to give you the record.
That's reporter Xander Landon, who spent weeks talking to records experts and attorneys in all 50 states for WNYC. This isn't just a debate about the public's right to know.
774, defendant is charged with possession of weapons.
Criminal defendants have a right to evidence that can challenge an officer's credibility.
Do people wish to make any disclosures at this time?
No.
In states like New York, to get access to an officer's disciplinary file, defendants have to prove to a judge that there's something relevant in the file. That's hard to do if you've never seen it. Again, reporter Xander Landon.
A lot of criminal defense attorneys told me that these laws prevent them from doing their jobs effectively and from being able to serve as a check on police departments in the system.
Nancy Daniels doesn't have that problem. She's been the elected public defender in Tallahassee, Florida, for the past 25 years. Her attorneys regularly request personnel information on officers.
Often that is pivotal in how the case is resolved.
It just happened. One of their clients was accused of assaulting a police officer.
This officer had an excessive use of force history, several complaints, in fact, even had shot a person and been investigated for that. And we brought all that before the prosecutor, and they actually dismissed the case.
Pace University law professor Bennett Gershman says New York's 50A law interferes with the defendant's right to a fair trial.
The confidentiality of these records is something that could very well produce a miscarriage of justice. Probably has. Often, that's a matter for the legislature in its infinite wisdom to decide to change.
In December, the Committee on Open Government recommended the repeal of 50A. But Freeman, the executive director, says he hasn't heard much from lawmakers regarding that proposal.
it seems to be an issue that many are not willing to touch. And my belief is, and maybe I shouldn't say this, but I will, I believe that the unions are exceedingly powerful and members of the legislature don't really want to upset them.
The Patrolmen's Benevolent Association, the city's largest police union, wouldn't comment. But Palladino of the Detectives Union said he's happy the legislature is listening.
The power of the police union is simply the power of the voices of the members that we represent and their families. I'm glad to hear that people still think that the police unions wield a lot of power.
State Senator Kevin Parker, a Brooklyn Democrat, introduced a bill earlier this year that would allow disclosure of at least some performance records. He says the Black Lives Matter movement shows people want transparency.
Even though it may not be popular in the legislature, I think eventually the legislature is going to catch up to the popular opinion.
But so far, the bill has gone nowhere. For WNYC, I'm Robert Lewis.